flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, would you bring your attention to me for a feast for your eyes to see? An explosion of catastrophe.
Starring.
I'm here for it,
bro. I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
Stand by your scoop.
Stand on business, Courtney.
Yep.
Been a full 2 weeks, Curtis. No scoops at Van Leeuwen. At my age, the weight doesn't come off the way it used to.
No, it doesn't.
It is interesting that Papa Bagels has kind of scooped in.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
You know what? What's the saying, Greg? The person who wears
the
crown.
The apple never falls far from the tree.
Nope.
Heavy is the head that bears the crown.
Heavy is the head
that wears the crown.
Right.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
On every day that ends in A.
I just say every day that ends in A?
like Wednesday.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shimey. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
The minimum speed should be 7.
Amen.
Yeah, you're a man.
It has nothing to do with being a man. It just has to
in
do
in your big truck.
No, it has nothing to do with
70 miles per hour.
Oh,
you're
fast.
Such a...
Oh,
now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill! Show! Greg Hill! Show! All right.
those who are fatigued when it comes to that intro, I believe there's some new intro news. Am I correct about that?
That's correct, Greg. Monday morning to start a new week.
We've been workshopping. I think Wiggy will not be happy with whatever we deliver.
I don't care what you put out there.
You'll be critical of the music choice. I think we found a bed. That's 90% of it.
It's literally almost all of it.
But I don't know. We'll see what happens.
What genre of music is the bed?
I'm willing to bet it's rock and roll.
No, so it's an interesting twist on a classic.
Oh. Correct.
Is how I will state it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Classic that kind of relates to a film genre.
Yes.
If I could be so bold.
Yes.
As to suggest that. But listen, we've been workshopping it. If it's not up to your standards, we'll go back in the shop and work on it again, Shime, right?
Always,
baby. That's the way we do things around here?
Yep, everything for the people.
Okay. I have a question.
Yes?
Is this related to the change in administration on Monday?
Mm-hmm. Yes. No. We are not
Lee Greenwood?
No, it is not. Proud to be American.
Kid
proud
Rock?
Proud to be American. It's not proud to be American.
Okay,
no.
Well.
No.
No American Badass?
Yeah. Well, welcome to your show.
All right.
Good morning and hello. Thank you. The absolute nerve of Drake May daring to get engaged while there's a press conference going on back here.
Boy, oh boy, it feels good to be on the right side of history.
I mean, congratulations to Drake May and his longtime girlfriend. I think they met in junior high school or something like that.
That's cool.
And so...
smart guy getting engaged in January.
Well, you know, Shime, there are some men who fall in love with the first car they drive. And you know what? I don't have a problem with that. There are others who, you know, go on a vacation. They get a rental. But in this particular case, Drake May clearly fell in love. Was lucky enough to meet his soulmate when he was young, and he is now officially engaged, and I guess that may stop some of those who were whining about the fact that he was not at Mike Vrabel's introductory press conference.
She's a day one. Yeah. I don't care that he wasn't at Vrabel's press conference.
Yeah,
not a big deal. He was already gone. There's no need for him to come back.
The way in which Patriots fan and media have reacted to this, you would think he was at the bedside of an ailing mother. Like, it's great. I hope they're married for 100 years. I hope he never has a press conference again or goes to one. It really doesn't impact my life. But it was interesting that he didn't speak the final day of the season and that he had nothing about Vrabel. Then he had a story yesterday, which was great. A good reshare. That thing looked great. And I hope that he, as a married man, wins the Super Bowl next year.
I think to some, what is interesting about Drake May is what he is able to do on the football field alone. I don't care if what he says, what he does, anything that happens that is not winning football games.
So, why did you like Sean Thornton as a hockey player?
Because he was the very best leader I think the Bruins have had in the last, other than Patrice Bergeron, in the last 15 years. And the guys that were in the dressing room said that Sean Thornton was able to lead them, and he was able to lead them by example. Mm-hmm. So he was able to, when it came to needing to go and knock somebody out, he was willing to go and knock somebody out.
What about Jason Veritek? Why do you like Jason Veritek?
I like Jason Veritek because...
you guys are buds.
No. I never let friendship get in the way of my my opinion. I like him because he punched A-Rod.
Right. Accountable. Guy that stood there, good, bad, or indifferent.
Yeah, but I don't think that Drake May speaking to the media or going or standing there like Mac Jones did at Gerard Mayo's press conference right before he got thrown out of here a couple months later. That just doesn't matter to me.
Hello.
I understand that there are some who judge, they judge that as a lack of leadership in Drake.
Were all the captains there that and spoke after Gerard Mayo?
No.
Why would Drake May at 20, whatever, 2, 3 years old stay and hang around?
It's just right out.
But you're putting all the blame on this young rookie. Nobody's putting the blame on.
Yeah, you are. You guys don't understand what a bad look means. Clearly, you don't understand.
Excuse me. I get it every morning.
No, I'm not talking about physical appearance.
When it comes to my hair and my jowls.
No, I'm not talking about physical appearance. Like, I don't care about him, and I've said this a million times over. I don't care about him not being there for the introduction with Vrabel as the head coach. He's gone. He's off doing his own thing. He doesn't need to come back for that. The only thing I said, it's a bad look. The day after the game, when you are still here and you're the face of the franchise and your head coach gets fired, we would criticize or we would say that's a bad look for Mac Jones, for Drake May. We would have done it for Jason Tatum. We would do it for athletes that are the face of the franchise. And when you're the face of the franchise, I'm not saying you got to come out here and, you know, say what a great guy Mayo was, how you don't believe in him being fired. I'm just saying it's a bad look when you're the face of the franchise and your head coach gets fired the day before after the game and you don't say anything.
May is getting married.
Yep.
He is officially engaged.
Yeah.
And I hope they get that puppy in before minicamp because that will be another issue if he's gone for a wedding.
Yeah, I bet he probably waits a while for that
one. You think so? What?
Yeah.
A year?
She's still in college, so.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Oh.
She's still at UNC.
All right.
Well, yeah, probably wait.
Keep Bill Belichick away from her.
Oh.
It probably takes a while to get a venue. Where do you think they're probably, are they doing it back in North Carolina or?
Don't look at me. Shime's the one who's venue shopping right now.
I just had a call with a venue yesterday, actually.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's true or not.
Chick-fil-A or?
Oh, no, it's like an actual wedding venue. Come on, I do love Chick-fil-A, but no.
What, Curtis?
I was going to say, I wonder if he's going to do a double wedding with Jackson.
What type of venue are you looking for, Shime? Because there may be a listener or two who could help.
Yeah, we've kind of narrowed it down to two vibes. Either your classic kind of like barn style, like the big open barn with a lot of open wood, or the more industrial style.
Oh, industrial style.
Yep.
What do you mean, like steam pipe, whatever they call that style of architecture? Like when you say industrial style, what do you mean by
it's
that?
More like the painted brick and the big open area.
Interesting to me that when you describe the vibe, it seems to purely just be the architectural look.
Yeah.
Not the feeling of the place, not the food that is available.
We haven't decided on the food yet, Greg. Okay, we're just trying to lock down a venue first, and then every domino will fall afterwards.
I'd be careful with both of those selections, because if you're looking at some barns, you're going to have to bring in all the food. Some industrial spaces, you're going to have to bring in all the food. Well, and
he's already planning on bringing in the mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah, definitely. No, we talked to one yesterday, and the owner was very kind. Mm-hmm. And she said, yep, we have a bunch of caterers that we use all the time. I'll give you all of their information. You can kind of pick and choose whichever one you want.
You're like, we demand one thing and one thing only, and that is pigs in a blanket.
The only thing that tastes
like pigs in a blanket.
The only thing I'm not compromising on is I want an open bar. That's all I care about.
Right.
I want my people to have fun.
There
you go, big dog.
How many people at your wedding do you think, take a guess, how many you actually want to be there? How many do you think you'll ever...
How many I personally want?
Yeah, like 5%. 30. Okay, 30.
All right. So less than half.
Okay. So really, I wouldn't splurge on the open bar. I'm frugal. You're never going to see half... You'll never see half
my fiance
people.
Wants like the other half of them to be there.
You'll never see half those people again in your life. That'll be it. I'm just telling you.
Not a big wedding, Greg. We're not having a big wedding.
Not having a big wedding.
No, it's going to be like 80 people.
Right, does Wiggy have to travel? Wiggy refuses to travel for anybody else's events.
Well, if Wiggy makes the cut, then no. Yeah. It's like 20 minutes away.
Oh, he's on the bubble.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Yes, currently on the bubble.
Are we all on the bubble?
Currently, you know, I'm trying to decide. Hey, Greg, there's got to be some numbers, we're finagled.
Hey, look, it's Shime Lenardi for his wedding.
Well, I wouldn't expect an invite. Like, that would be the last.
You wouldn't.
No, because I feel like a wedding is for your close family, personal, close friends that you've known your whole life. I don't think it's just like, you know, people that maybe you work with and you've built a relationship with over 2-3 years. I don't think that's what a wedding's for. I mean, I don't think an invite. I know, Courtney, you invited us, but I think that you just doing that was off of being real polite and, you know, respectful and saying, okay. But normally, you know, when you say it's like your wedding.
What you're saying is you don't want to go to any coworker's wedding. That's what you're
saying. Well, no, I would think like it's weird that a coworker would invite me when we're...
Well, don't you think we're friends in addition to being coworkers?
Yeah, we're friends, but wedding friends, I feel like, is a lot more... what's the word I'm looking for, Curtis? Help me with the word.
Formal?
A lot more close-knit is wedding friends.
Right. I would say a wedding... What Wiggy's saying is that... If you bring your people from work, it's more viewed as a compulsory thing you have to do. Because if you invite me or Greg, then you have to invite Courtney and Wiggy or vice versa. Mm. So I would say we could do a preemptive don't worry about it.
Mm.
And then that precludes him having to spend $20 bucks for me at the open bar.
Right.
And from us having to give him a $100 gift card to the Outback.
Or nothing.
All right.
Right, Courtney.
Looking at Greg.
Your gift is coming.
Oh,
I'm waiting.
I don't need anything.
I am waiting
honest.
To find the perfect gift.
Yeah.
It's not. I don't just want to go out. Listen, I could write you a check.
No,
I don't think you want that.
Mm-hmm.
Well. I could get you get something that was on your registry. I don't think you want that. I'm waiting.
It's on the registry for a reason.
I am waiting.
For the perfect gift.
I am waiting to find the perfect gift for you.
I love that.
I have yet to find it, and I've been looking now for. 2 years?
You've put more thought into it than...
Really, honestly, I have.
Yeah, all the schmucks that just gave something that year.
See? Keeps me up at night.
Yeah.
Right, and see all the
No, that's the adjective.
And all the schmucks that gave something that year. Mm-hmm. If you invited just close-knit friends, they would really be like... Taking their time out.
I was being sarcastic. All the people that gave them, you know, immediately.
Oh, okay.
That's usually what you do. Curtis actually gave me a gift prior to the wedding.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
See, I feel like my presence was the present.
Huh? Yeah, it sure was.
Like Josh Allen?
For somebody.
Something we really think about quite too often.
You're the Josh Allen of Courtney's wedding.
Yeah.
And getting my old line.
Yeah, there's nothing like you being the bride and your 57-year-old coworker overshadowing everything.
Oh, and you know what's interesting? We had that Australian OnlyFans girl who had 1,000 men in whatever period of time. Yeah. Using the time it took Greg that night, she could have finished that before the open bar closed.
Wow. The way I feel about it is essentially I waived my appearance fee for the two
there
of you.
There you go.
That's very and you have an expensive one. I know what your appearance fee is. It's pricey.
You know what I mean, Wiggy?
I get you.
How I look at it. All right. Well,
if Ty comes, does the Corvus come for free?
Yeah, you would hope so.
All right.
That's a good point. I should invite Ty Law.
It's a Bruins Thursday. That means Mike Milbury will be on this show at 9 this morning. We are going to get to our leads in about 10 minutes, and then they set it at 7. That is a back and forth on what was said yesterday. Speaking of the Bruins, Bruins ownership has spoken, and we will discuss what the chairman's son said about Stanley Cup or bust.
Wow.
During they said it. Okay.
All right.
That and other things coming up in about 45 minutes. And then the news with Courtney at 7:45. Bad news today for Scheim and for me. Why doctors have determined that last glizzy should be your last glizzy ever.
Mm.
Scheim, don't listen when we get to the news.
I won't.
At 7:45.
Plug my ears.
You may alter the appetizer list when it comes to the wedding. Are we doing Hill Notes at 9:20?
We are.
I feel like we should. They were good yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, we'll do that coming up as well on today's show. If you want to be on, you could call 617-779-7937. That is also the number that you can use to send a text on anything we are talking about. Or whatever is important to you today. So that is also the Subaru of New England text line. Text this show at any point. I won't do it now because we got to get to trending, but I have details on a bunch of ski and stay packages available for the first snow show.
Yes.
So thanks to the incredible work of the extraordinary Ashley at the Greg Hill Foundation, we have a bunch of ski and stay packages available for you. Or stay and ride packages, I should say, so right. Mango doesn't
stay
yell at
me. Stay and shred.
Stay and shred packages. And so I will share that information coming up before we get to this morning's leads. But here is Courtney with what is trending to start us off this morning.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Celtics had a tough night in Toronto, 110-97. Raptors, the final. The three-pointers, they just weren't falling like at 30, all.
35 or 36%.
They made 16 of their 46.
Yep.
They haven't been falling.
Nope, not at all, yeah.
We talked to Mego a little bit about this yesterday. I think the way they started that game Friday night, they had three three-pointers in the first quarter. They, like, when you rely on the threes and the threes only, and then, you know, that's Joe Mazzulla. That's his philosophy. Mm-hmm. And I get it, Wiggy. You love him. Best coach in the NBA. But they, I understand that, like, Mego and others, I think, are like, don't worry about, Wiggy's always like, don't worry about it. These, when it comes to the playoffs, these guys will turn it on, and maybe that's the case.
Right.
But I expected, coming off of the World Championship, that they would just be blowing teams out left and right. I didn't expect that. They have 12 losses or 13 now?
That's 12.
They've lost 12. 7 in their last 14 games.
I did not expect that they would be sitting in third place, which I think they are.
Odd for such a well-coached team.
Second place in the Eastern Conference. They got the third best record in the NBA.
Okay.
But it was also concerning when it came to the defense last night, and they I know we're going to hear from Eddie Howe during They Said It This Morning, and I have not been nervous about the Celtics until I heard Eddie House last night talking about the way in which they are building. What's the word I'm looking for? Like
building a chemistry?
No, nothing with chemistry, but like how they play every night is building character or building. Oh gosh,
foundation?
No, it's like the way in which. I'm sorry. It'll come to me.
New Courtney game.
No.
What's the word?
But you know when it's on the tip of your tongue.
What does it start with?
No, it's not even. I can't.
What is are they building something good or bad?
Bad.
Does it rhyme with anything?
Oh, bad habits?
Bad habits.
Oh, okay. All right.
They're just building bad habits. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Kristaps Porzingis, he didn't mince words about the loss. Here's what he had to say.
I think we played with no spirit, with no personality. And it's just weak performance from us, honestly. So, yeah, we just play with no personality right now.
He's actually talking about Ken as a host.
And he was the only one that was shooting well from behind the three-point line was Porzingis.
Yeah, they're off tonight before taking on the Magic tomorrow at the TD Garden. And speaking of three-pointers, Adam Silver has heard the concerns of the amount that players are taking. He was on the herd with Colin Cowherd yesterday saying, we're on it as the stewards of the game. We'll tweak it. We will correct those issues. Some crazy news out of Miami as Conor McGregor has been sued for sexual assault at a Heat game back in 2023. The lawsuit comes nearly 2 years after McGregor was first accused by the woman for sexually assaulting her in a bathroom after game 4 of the NBA Finals. The divisional round is set for this weekend. On Saturday at 4:30, the Texans will take on the Chiefs in Kansas City, and the Commanders will take on the Lions at 8 in Detroit. On Sunday, it's Rams at Eagles at 3 and Ravens at Bills at 6:30. WEEI's coverage of the football postseason is brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. An all-natural, boneless, and now on sale at Shaw's and Star Market, Value Pack Signature Farms boneless chicken breasts or thighs, just $2.47 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Order ahead for pickup or delivery. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Gosh, I'm so sorry about that little brain fart I had there.
No, don't worry about it.
Okay.
I'll rebound, I promise. Yeah. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. Never apologize. It is, feels like 12 outside, Greg. It's going to be 30 today. Absolutely frigid. And just so you know, when you get back from Miami next week, a chillier polar vortex hits the region.
Chillier than the last one?
On Tuesday, the real feel will be -3.
Oh, God.
I was hoping you brought some of that heat back with you.
Yeah, no. Is there snow Sunday night into Monday? Is that what I saw?
There's a Manitoba Clipper that's coming down. Could be 3 to 6, could be a miss, could be more.
Okay. All right, Curtis, thank you. We are going to get to our leads what we think perhaps is the most important story of the day next.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, a guy that we can ask about what Drake May should or should not have said upon the departure of Jerod Mayo. And about whether Drake May should have canceled all wedding arrangements in the near future so as to be available for Mike Vrabel at any moment. And that is Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football. And we will talk to him coming up in just about 15 minutes. 1 week from tomorrow, snow show number one. We are going back to Loon Mountain, back to the South Peak at Loon Mountain. And we have several ski and shred packages near Old Man Whistle right there. Courtney, remember we were talking about the Old Man Whistle?
Yes, yes.
Did you almost hear that on shred?
I did.
So if you're watching the show on Twitch, and you should be, just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. Or if you're watching the show on YouTube, and you should be, you will see all the information. I will share it with you now if you are listening on the app or on the radio or in some other way, shape, or form. You get when you make a donation to the Greg Hill Foundation. You get a beautiful room right there at Loon, right there at South Peak, the Riverwalk Hotel, which is beautiful. And then you get to join us for the pregame event, and you get a couple lift tickets. So lift ticket, I think, tends to be around $100. So you're making a donation to the Greg Hill Foundation. You're getting a room, and you are getting two lift tickets. And should you want one for next week so you can join us for the snow show, you can just simply reach out. The email is ashley@thegreghillfoundation.org.
Correct.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. And never has anybody been so lucky as to have an Ashley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Without Ashley, there would be no Greg Hill Foundation.
She's the best.
She does extraordinary things and has put together a great ski and shred package for the event. And we can't wait to see you. And we have limited snow show merch, which will be available at all of the snow shows. I'm hoping 2 and maybe even 3 snow shows this season.
Are we all staying together in the house again?
Yes, we are.
Well,
yes,
that'll be nice.
Yes, we will all be staying together in the chalet. Yeah. Yes.
That is a dope-ass crib.
Wiggy does not get the room he got last year, let me tell you that.
What, wasn't there some, wasn't there a controversy over that? You put your bags?
I put my bags in there, and then he said...
I was the first one there.
But your bags weren't in there.
That's cap.
That's a douche move.
No, no, I was the first one there. That's cap.
But you didn't put your bags in.
Oh, so that's how we got it. All right.
Claim rooms.
Guess what? I'll put my bag
there. I mean, now. Now this year, somebody else gets the big room.
No, like you said, first one there gets that room. I'll be there pretty early.
Me too.
So you got there.
Yes.
Wiggy, you got there first at the house?
Yes, I was there first.
And then when you got there, Courtney, you went and put your bags.
They were all just hanging out in the watching TV.
Okay.
Right.
And there was no bags in the primary suite.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I said, well, this looks pretty nice.
Okay.
And, you know, I get up, I do my hair and makeup. So the bathroom was attached. I thought I won't bother anybody else. Threw my bags in there. And then next thing I know, Wiggy's creeping in and he's like, whoa.
He took my room. You didn't even ask.
And I said, Wiggy, okay. And I gave it to him. I went down to the basement into a little
dungeon.
You
didn't give it to me. I said, you're taking my room.
And I
was
said,
here
okay,
first.
Fine.
You know, I was the first settler here.
The bags mean you have claim on the room.
No, no. See, now I know how the Native Americans felt. I was the first settler here. I was settled in. I was the first one there, welcomed everybody. I was there with the workers when they were fixing the kitchen.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, anyway, a week from Friday, we will see you at Loon Mountain, South Peak, and the very first snow show. Let's get right to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
About that?
Peter Wolf.
Oh, turn that up. Let that breathe a little bit.
But it's never coming back. And it feels like I'm wasting my time.
Austin guy from the Jay Giles band, the great Peter Wolf. Doesn't it sound a little bit like Mick Jagger, or am I just old? Maybe I'm just old.
I mean, I pulled this off of Greg's list, so I'm shocked you stumbled here.
There's 1,000+ songs on my channel on the Odyssey app. At one point, I probably knew that was Peter Wolf, and somehow it was lost in the years of old age. I don't know what to tell you. Good morning, Shine.
Morning, Greg. So I won't be on this program tomorrow, and so I wanted to talk about the playoffs this weekend because I think the NFC playoffs are what football like should be, because you have the wire to wire, what was the best team in the NFC basically all year in the Detroit Lions, facing off against one of the great rookie phenoms we've seen in decades in Jaden Daniels, which is just overall more fun than you could ask for. And then I think in the other game, you get the best coach in football in Sean McVay going up against what is playing like one of the best defenses in football in the Philadelphia Eagles, and Saquon Barkley, who's been one of the most electric players in football. So it's like you're getting all of the great elements of football. These are the teams that should be in the playoffs. These are the teams that should be in the quarterfinals here. I'm excited for this round. You also get the Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson matchup, which hopefully lives up to the hype.
Yeah.
And it's just, I'm thrilled for what the NFL has given us this year, gotten to this product. We got to the right place, and you don't always get that in the NFL. Sometimes wonky crap happens, but this year we are in the right place. I'm excited for it.
Okay, Sean. And just to be clear, because you're taking a heap of abuse already in the Twitch chat,
uh-oh,
you are not flexing another day tomorrow.
No.
Are working at another time.
That's correct. I'm working actually tonight. Me and Mego are hosting 6 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay.
So Ken thought, you know what? I don't want you killing yourself here working morning, night, morning. So you have Friday off, and then I'll be back on Saturday as well.
Okay. All right. Now, Arcand is going tonight.
Correct. That starts Tuesday, I believe.
Okay. So he's working this afternoon?
Correct.
In advance of... Okay. All right. All right, Sean. Excellent. Thank you, Curtis. Good morning.
Good morning. So I saw this story, and the fires in California have been just the worst. I mean, every day you see something, and it's just these poor people who were totally devastated by these fires that seem to be never ending. We have an understanding as to why some of these problems occurred. In 2019, the LA Department of Water and Power began replacing nearly 100-year-old power line poles cutting through Topanga State Park when the project was halted within days by conservationists outraged that the federally endangered Broughton's milk vetch plants had been trampled during the process. Why is that a big deal? Well, the goal of the project was to improve fire safety for the Pacific Palisades after they were replacing the wooden poles with steel, widening fire access lanes in the area, and installing wind and fire-resistant power lines, all after the area was identified as having a elevated fire risk.
So this was essentially a wildfire prevention program that was stopped by the angry plant lovers.
So it was actually not plural. It was an amateur botanist, not botanists.
Just one
person.
That was hiking in this area of Topanga Park that noticed the Broughton's milk vetch, a flowering shrub with only a few thousand specimens remaining in the wild, and complained that halted the entire project that may have mitigated one of the great disasters, natural disasters, in the history of the United States.
Wow. Okay, but was the plant saved?
It was.
Okay. All right.
So, I mean,
did the plant die? It did not.
We have $85 billion in counting of homes destroyed, businesses crumbled.
Did the man die? He did.
But we kept because of not even a professional botanist. It was an amateur botanist walking down the road. And that's why we have the issues we have today.
I think we all would agree that every plant, every animal, every living thing should at all times be, the attempt should be to try to preserve their life.
Yes.
However, I happen to think humans are at the very top of the list.
Yes.
The food chain.
That wildfire has taken 16 lives.
Yeah.
Like, if you have to sacrifice the, what's the thing called? The
Broughton's milk vetch.
If you have to sacrifice that so that you can continue with a wildfire prevention program, then you should do that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, 25 lives.
Wow. 25 lives.
Yeah.
And just think about, like, you know, the lives that are affected because they lost everything that potentially could lead to stress, depression down the road. And who knows what could happen then to those people if they get in a bad
mental headspace. Their lungs are going through right now and what could come 10 years down the road.
Mm. And Curtis, that number, I think, is up. I think I saw yesterday up to $150 billion.
Wow.
Yeah, I said in counting. And I want to thank Long Road 58, who's mad that you didn't correct me for saying fire safe D instead of safe T.
Oh,
good morning.
Good morning.
And I wish you a wonderful Thursday. You're off to a real great start, pal.
Well, it's a Bruins Thursday. Milbury will join us at 9 this morning. Up next, we'll take a brief pause on Leeds, and we will speak to Billy from Andover.
Yes.
Is that what Mike Vrabel called him when he called into the show the other day? Billy from Andover will join us next on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI. The head coach of Boston College, Billy from Arlington, is brought to you by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today to trade in any phone in any condition guaranteed and get a great deal on a new 5G phone with Unlimited Ultimate. And Bill O'Brien also brought to you by Time Out Market, showcasing the best of Boston all under one roof. Billy in the car, good morning.
Morning, guys. How we doing?
Doing great. Honestly, legit, honest smile on the face of Mike Vrabel when you called in the other day. So I'm glad you did that. And you've talked a lot about your relationship, so I don't want to ask you about that. But I do want to ask you about the analytics nerds who had their shells in a bunch. Over Mike Vrabel on our show talking about how it doesn't necessarily make sense to throw the ball over 50 times in a football game because you end up losing 22% of the time. And the interwebs flew into a panic and said, this guy is only – we got Drake May, and he's only going to run the football, and it's going to be a disaster. Can you enlighten us a little bit on that, if you would?
Absolutely. I actually enjoy talking about this. So, you know, I would say probably about 10 to 15 years ago, analytics started to come into play. Like when I first got the Houston Texans job, you know, that was a time when, if you remember, like the Philadelphia Eagles used to go for it all the time on fourth down in a certain area of the field and things like that. And so I think that analytics are a guide, right? You study analytics to try to look for trends and statistics, but then in the game, in the actual game, you have to have a feel for the game. What is going on in this game? You know, in this game, we're having a very difficult time running the football, or, you know, it's a game where, you know, our defense is really struggling, or, you know, so we have to control the ball. We have to figure out how to run the ball. You know, so analytics is a guide going into the game, but once the game begins, you know, you've got to have a real good feel for the game. And I think that's, you know, something that the best guys have a feel for games.
Bill, the one thing I think that makes Vrabel such a really good coach and a great decision by the Patriots, and you know better than anybody, is his personality as a player is the same as a coach, where, you know, he knows the ins and outs of the game. But to me, the biggest thing is the respect that he gets from when I was playing, his peers, and now it seems like as a coach, the respect that he gets from his players.
Yeah, without a doubt, Wig. I think that, you know, look, you know this, like when a guy plays, you know, 14 years, I mean, it's hard to play 3 years, right? Like, you know, to play 14 years to do all the things that he did as a player relative to the positions he played, you know, the teammate that he was, the intelligence that he brought to the team, and then transitioning into coaching, you know, I think when he walks into the room, especially in professional football, he has instant, you know, cachet, right? Like he can walk in there and understand what it means to be a player and put these guys in the best positions to win. So I think that, you know, plus the fact, you know, like you have to have a level of intelligence because you have to be able to coach all three phases in pro football. I have a strong belief in that. Like you can't just be an offensive guy, a defensive guy. And I think that's what he can do. He played special teams. He helped coach special teams for me in Houston with Larry Izzo when Larry Izzo was there. He, you know, obviously coached defense. He coached offense this past year in Cleveland. So I think he'll do a hell of a job.
Bill, some people, mostly media, upset that Drake May wasn't there for Vrabel's introductory press conference. As a head coach, do they care if their quarterback isn't there, seem on vacation, getting engaged, you know, has a life outside of football? But people are making a bigger deal out of this than I think is necessary.
Yeah, the head coaches, I mean, I guess I just speak for myself. I could care less, right? It's about when, you know, when the off-season program starts, you want the guy in the front row ready to go, right? It's not about press conferences. You know, press conferences are great, but somebody told me one time, Courtney, that it's all great at the press conference and everything's downhill from there. So, like, the press conferences are great, but, like, who cares who's at the press conference? It's about when the off-season program starts, that you have 100% attendance, that everybody's there ready to go, because you only have 9 weeks, I think, in the off season, at least when I was a head coach. It might be more now or less, whatever. You only have 9 weeks. So you only have 9 weeks to be around your team. In college football, we can be around our team every day, but not in pro football. So everybody's got to be there. I'm sure Drake will be front row, ready to go with his notebook out, ready to lead the team.
Billy,
wanted to ask if the last name of the person who told you that was Belichick.
What? What? Press, told me what?
Press conferences. He wasn't a fan of the press conference.
No, I'll tell you a funny story about Belichick, though, Greg. When I got the Penn State job, I came back, you know, after spring practice, my first spring practice, I came back and to watch OTAs at the Patriots 2012. And you know, after practice, he's like, hey, how's it going? And, you know, stuff like that. And I said, it's going all right. He's like, how's your staff and all that? And I said, you know, it's good. I like the staff. He goes, yeah, your first staff's always your worst staff. you know, I was like, geez, Bill. I actually like my staff.
As he tries to put a staff together in North Carolina.
Right, that's perfect, Billy. He's only made two hires, yeah,
like,
and they're both family members. So what's going on with the North Carolina coaching staff?
I think he was joking, but, you know, it is what it is.
Billy, have you thought about maybe Patricia as a free agent, bring him in to help the offense with the Eagles this fall?
No, our staff's pretty set. You know, We have a limited budget here, so
right.
You know, we can't hire everybody.
Who do you like Monday night?
I'm telling you, I know Ohio State's favored, and I'm a big fan of Ryan Day, obviously. But I think it's going to be a hell of a game. I think Notre Dame on defense is very, very good, and so I'm gonna go with Notre Dame right now. And you know, I think, you know, the way that their defense is playing and the way Al Golden has that defense going, I think it's going to be a hell of a game. But I think Notre Dame's doing a good job on defense.
What a crazy story, too, for Marcus Freeman coming in the way that he came in. How impressed have you been with such a young guy leading this team?
Yeah, he's very impressive. I got to know him a little bit. He's actually friends with Mike. He from the Ohio State connection, and he came down to Houston a couple times and visited us when he was at, I forget where he was at, I think Ohio State. But he you know, very impressive guy, very smart, and he's done a hell of a job with that team. That team is playing very well. They're tough. They're resilient, and, you know, it's going to be a great game on Monday night.
Are you surprised? I know kind of where you stand. We all know kind of where you stand on NIL, but are you surprised that Quinn Ewers has declared for the draft, which means he will turn down somewhere around $6 million to stay in college football?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't read too much about that, but I would say, you know, look, Quinn Ewers is a really good player. I've known Quinn Ewers since he was in high school. When I went to Alabama, when he was thinking about transferring from Ohio State, you know, he was a guy that we were looking at Alabama, and, you know, really good guy. Yeah, I mean, maybe he's got information that says that, you know, he's got a chance to be drafted in the first round. That's the only thing I can think of, because you're turning down a lot of money if you're turning that type of money down.
Bill, one thing that is kind of interesting, you know, Greg and I, we always have this discussion about, you know, new coaches or coaches getting hired, how much experience of being a prior head coach like Vrabel before will make it. I know it's a little bit different because, you know, you've been a head coach twice at the college level, once at the NFL level. But if you were, hypothetically, and I know you're not, we're going to coach in the NFL again as a head coach, how much experience and knowledge and things would you have learned from your first go-around that would make you, in your mind, an even better coach on your second go-around?
Without a doubt, you're going to be better, Wig. I mean, I think if you look at the history of that league, some of the greatest coaching stories, you know, are guys that got their second chance, right? So Tom Coughlin at the New York Giants, and, you know, or Bill Belichick at the Patriots, or, you know, Andy Reid. And they had success at their other places, but they learned a lot from their first jobs. You know, Andy Reid at the Eagles, and now obviously at the Chiefs. I think you learn so much about yourself. You learn about, you know, working with people, listening better, you know, maybe having a different thought on schedules and how to, you know, treat the team meetings or talk to the team and things like that, or deal with an individual player. So I think you learn a lot about yourself on that first go around. And if you're lucky enough to get a second shot, I have a belief that you're going to be a lot better.
Be down on Josh McDaniels as the next OC here, and I don't know if it's because they think it's reliving history or whatever, but is he a good choice in your mind for Mike Vrabel to make?
Josh McDaniels is one of the best coaches. I'm very biased, Greg, because when I went to the Patriots, I, you know, was quality control, and I worked for Josh and Dante for a full season. So I was very involved with, like, you know, obviously film breakdowns and things like that. But I was lucky enough to be in the offensive line meetings, the quarterback meetings. I learned so much about football from Josh, and he's just Josh, a brilliant offensive coach, very, very smart guy, you know, a guy that just understands the position, the offensive system, the scheme. I think at the end of the day, they just, you know, look, if that's the decision that Mike does, that Mike goes with, that's, you know, Mike and Josh have gotten together and they've worked it out, and they're going to work really well together if that's the route that they go. But, you know, I just think that Josh is a great football coach.
Bill, you, I noticed one of your coaches tweet out how you're going to be hosting a bunch of camps over the summer months here for young athletes. I was curious if there's any chance you're going to be hosting any camps for, you know, young, nerdy football enthusiasts who want to be coaches.
Sean, we have a clinic. So I'm not sure the date of the clinic, but we'll have a football coaching clinic. So
you just got to get permission slip.
Yeah,
you can be a guest speaker.
I'd be happy to.
There you go. We have got to get Scheim to that clinic.
Yeah,
Can we get him there for that, Bill? And document.
Yeah, let me get the date. Yeah, absolutely. Let's film it. Let's document it. Let's let me get the date of that.
Well, because I've seen on YouTube, Bill, you break down like Hoss Y Juke at a quarterback, like a coaching club.
Okay.
Love Y Juke.
He is going to be so insufferable.
Shime, there's certain plays in football that I tell these guys are magical plays. Mm. Magical. And Hoss Y Juke is a magical play. A magical play. So I enjoy talking about that play.
Wow. Love that play. If you're a tight end, why juke all day long?
You two are. You seem to be. I'm over there. And as always, Billy from Andover or Arlington or wherever, we appreciate you taking the time. We'll talk to you again next week, I think. Is that cool?
I think so, guys. Yep. Thank you.
You're the best. That's Bill O'Brien, head coach of Boston College. We will be back with the rest of this morning's leads next.